I started typing out I'll apply to this, and then it got like way too long, so I figured I'd just record it instead. I hope that's alright. As far as what audio gear I use and like settings and software, right now I'm using the Electro Voice LA20. That's my third or fourth microphone, I think. So it's definitely like not something I would recommend as like your beginner mic. I'm using like just a basic pop filter over it, and then I have a boom arm that it's connected to with the shock mount and all that stuff. It's hooked up to a cloud lifter, which is a preamp, and to an audio interface, which is, it's the Behringer one, that has two inputs. I record and edit pretty much exclusively in Adobe Audition. I have the Adobe Creative Suite for other stuff already. Honestly, I wouldn't say it's worth the price if you're not using like the other apps already. I have to pay for like the whole suite or nothing. So I just figure I make use of this. I do really like the user interface that Audition has. But that's kind of getting away from your original question, which was about like settings and things like that. I'll record in 24-bit and at 441 kilohertz as the sample rate. I use the 512 buffer. But that's kind of something that you'll want to play around with yourself. You can change the sample rate if you feel like the quality of the raw audio isn't great, but 441 has always worked for me. I've recorded in 48, and I don't notice that big of a difference except for the file size. But speaking of files and file sizes, you're going to want to record in WAV, but when you upload it, you're going to want to compress it to a FLAC. WAV is lossless. It's the highest like audio quality file format that's like widely used. You get the best recordings out of that, but WAV files tend to be huge, so I wouldn't recommend trying to upload them because then they just take forever. FLAC is a free lossless audio codec. It's like it says, it's lossless, so you'll attain your audio quality, but it's a much smaller file size for when you go to upload it. As for settings, I have my audio interface on like maybe 50% gain. That's because like I have the preamp that boosts my mic, but that's because I have a dynamic microphone, which generally is a lot quieter than a condenser. Regarding what you said about the microphone and current audio quality you're getting, a $25 mic, I think that's about what I spent on the first one that I got, which was like this tiny little Samson thing. Shit quality. Honestly, you can get way better quality with your phone and like a pop filter than you can with a mic that's like within that price range. I'd say if you're not gonna like spend upwards of $50 on the microphone, then it doesn't really make sense to have the external microphone unless you want it so that you don't have to, you know, use your phone for whatever reason. If you're having trouble with it distorting your voice, with making it sound, it sounds like maybe there's a problem with it sounding like scratchy, or if you're saying it makes wood sound like metal and metal sounds like wood, then that's probably because there's like a limited amount of frequencies. So you get like your higher frequencies cut off and everything gets kind of like squashed in or not picked up as well. That's a microphone thing. If you want to change that, then you'd want to change your mic. Vocaloo does compress things. I wouldn't recommend it if you want good audio quality, especially if you want to keep them up for a while. Yeah, I'd say Soundgasm or Chillbit are probably your best bets for keeping, for like retaining the audio quality. But they do both require that you make an account, so if that's not something that you want to do, then yeah, obviously Vocaloo is the best choice after that. I don't know how much editing you're doing on your audio after you've recorded it, but if you're running noise reduction, which is something I think Vocaloo also does automatically, which like everybody else said, you're going to want to turn that off. You could edit it a lot better than what they're going to do with like the automatic set thing. However, when you do noise reduction, it's really easy to go over the top with it. And then you end up with like this kind of bubbly sounding. If you have like background noise and it just kind of sounds like really bubbly. I don't know how else to describe it. Usually I fix this issue by not running noise reduction until the end. I also try to keep my initial recording, just the raw audio, as clean and free of noise as possible. So that means, you know, I've got, like, I record in my bedroom. So I've got the bed and the curtains and the closet that are all dampening that sound. Starting off with like as clean of a recording as possible will make it so that you don't have to edit as much. It saves you time. And then also you can avoid having to use overuse noise reduction and having those weird sounding artifacts. It can also, noise reduction can also make your voice sound like really hollow, almost like slightly echoey. Definitely when you're getting a feel for how you want to edit, if you are like running noise reduction, things like that, you're going to want to play around with the settings and listen back to them and see if the quality depreciates after you run the noise reduction compared to the raw audio. Then you're going to want to obviously tweak your settings. It doesn't matter what OS you're running. I use Mac, I've used Windows, I haven't used Linux, but as long as you're running the same software, they pretty much same sound card and all that, which I don't use like an external sound card or anything. Totally get what you said about price, like not wanting to invest like a ton of money into this when you're just starting out. Settings and your setup will definitely go a long way in improving your audio quality. So I would try those things first, like I mentioned earlier, before you decide that you want to get like a super expensive mic. I'd honestly recommend that you record with your phone instead of your $25 mic if you're not going to buy a new mic. And then you'd want to make sure that you're using an app that lets you record in Wave and then export that to FLAC. The reason that you want to use, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but the reason that you want to use a lossless audio file format is mostly like there is some difference in the audio quality after compressing it, but then also MP3s are a lossy file format, which means that over time the audio quality will depreciate. Couldn't tell you why, you know, it's something to do with those computer bits just decaying over time, I guess, but wouldn't recommend using MP3 for that reason. At the same time, if you do want to upgrade your mic and your setup, you definitely don't need to, like, go out and buy a $500 mic. For a beginner, I'd say something in the $50 to $100 range is good, or if you want an XLR mic, I would probably extend that up to about $150. The difference between a USB and an XLR mic, which you probably already know, is that the XLR mic needs to be hooked up to the audio interface and then connected to a USB port, whereas the USB, as it implies, is pretty much plug and play. You plug it into your computer, it's ready to go. You turn it on, you adjust a setting. USB microphones are pretty quality these days. I'd say that the higher end of the USB mics are pretty much comparable with the lower end of XLR mics. So if you're debating between the two and you don't want to have to worry about getting a bunch of other parts and having to set everything up, then I'd probably just go with a USB. Oh, also keep in mind how close you're speaking to the mic. Generally, with low-end mics, and specifically with condensers, they tend to suffer from this thing called proximity effect, where when you get super close to the microphone, it's going to start sounding really muffled. So you don't want to be right up on the mic because of that. It's also good to speak into it sideways so that you're not blowing wind into it. But you don't want to be too far away because then you're going to have to turn your gain way up. And if you do that, then you're going to run into having a lot of background noise left over. Microphones also have a certain amount of self noise, which is just noise that's generated by the mic itself. You can't really do much to fix that besides get a different mic. So if you're finding that even after you've soundproofed or covered up some of the sound sources and you're still hearing noise, that's why. Generally, cheaper mics will have more self noise, and so will condensers, but that's something that you can generally check from microphone to microphone. The manufacturer should specify. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't recommend an XLR for beginning, just because if you do that, then you have to buy the microphone. You also want to buy the XLR cables and the audio interface and the cable that connects the interface to your computer, which is actually a printer cable. Strangely enough, I don't know why they use the same thing, but it's a weird cable and I've had to buy different ones. You'll probably want a pop filter just because you don't want to be catching overly harsh pops or harsh S sounds can sometimes come through if you're hissing into the hissing into the microphone. Sorry, I just thought about that. It also helps if you're speaking loudly and you're getting spit. Then, the pop filter will block some of that from hitting it. Oh yeah, and then if you get a dynamic mic, then you're gonna need the preamp, which is, like I mentioned, the Cloud Lifter is the one that I use, and that's pretty much the introductory one, on the lower end, but still reliable. The reason why I use a dynamic microphone as opposed to a condenser, I've used both. The other microphone that I had is the Audio-Technica AT2035. That's also an XLR mic. But that one is a condenser. Condensers are good for capturing detail. For that reason, they tend to be the ones that are preferred for voice work to capture, the different nuances of the voice. But they also tend to pick up a lot more noise. The pickup pattern will change that somewhat. But condensers would definitely pick up a lot more sounds than a dynamic. So that might make you be okay, so why would you want a dynamic over a condenser? Dynamic microphones, I feel they tend to pick up a richer sound. They do better on the lower frequencies. This isn't really as much of a problem with male performers, but I find that when you have a higher voice and you're recording with a condenser, you can sometimes get this kind of harsh sounding effect to it. So that's why I invested in the dynamic mic. The RE20 is an industry standard dynamic microphone. It's been around for ages, and it's also super, dynamic microphones also are a lot more durable. I had this thing on the fucking floor for a couple months. Don't ask why, but it still works just fine. Dynamic microphones also pick up a lot less. They're going to pick up mostly just whatever is in front of it and very little else. That's kind of why when you see people singing live and they're holding a microphone, they're pretty much always using a dynamic. So it picks up just the singer's voice. At the same time, that also means that the farther away you get from it, it gets a lot quieter, a lot quicker than a condenser does. I'm talking maybe 4 inches away from the microphone right now, but if I scoop back another foot, then you can tell that it gets a lot quieter. Personally, I really like the RE20. I feel like it solved a lot of issues that I was just taking way too long trying to fuck around in editing to fix. but it's definitely not for everybody. Different microphones will also pick up voices differently. For that reason, it's nice if you can try them before you buy them. But in my case, I just watched a shit ton of reviews and videos online about them. Podcastage on YouTube does a lot of really good microphone reviews, and he records all of them with the microphone that he's testing out and at a bunch of different like distances. So if you're looking for more information about like any specific microphones, I would definitely check that channel. The dynamic microphone is also good for noisier environments. I live in an apartment, so things are pretty noisy. Walls aren't too good, and the nice thing about the LA20 is that it doesn't suffer from the same proximity effect that condensers can get, or at least it doesn't have that as badly, which means you can get up a lot closer to the microphone and you can also speak a bit more quietly because, you know, you're not as far away. You don't have to project your voice as much, which is nice if you don't want to speak super loudly because you're not wanting people to hear you. However, I would not recommend the dynamic mic if you're going to be doing something like laying down in bed while you're like getting off. I use mine just because I'm too lazy to switch back to my condenser for those types of things. But yeah, rambles and stuff like that. When you're like not up on the microphone, you're gonna want something that's gonna pick things up from different distances more evenly and a bit more loudly. Because, you know, you kind of move around a bit when you're jacking off or whatever. So you don't want the noise level to be like, oh, you can hear yourself super loud and then super quiet. Because then that just ends up being something either you have to tweak in editing or the listener's going to hear that and they're going to adjust the volume, and it just kind of takes you out of the experience. It can be kind of annoying. I think that's about it. If you're looking for cheap microphone recommendations, I'd say in the roughly $50 range, there's the Blue Snowball, which a lot of people recommend as like the first microphone. There's also the Razer Silent Mini. That's also a USB. And, well, I feel like the quality on that was really good considering the price of the microphone. Like $100 to $150 range. There's the Blue Yeti, which is loved by streamers everywhere. The only thing is, it's a huge fucking mic. The Blue Yeti also picks up a lot of background noise. A lot of people use them, so you can get good deals on them often. Yeah, they're just a fine beginner mic, I'd say. The Audio-Technica AT2020 and the AT2035 are also good options that are in that price range. The 2035 is slightly more expensive than the 2020, and I do not remember why, but both are pretty highly rated. Both are condensers. Other microphones that I know people use are... I have one friend who has like the Shure SM-87, but that's ridiculously expensive. I know somebody else uses the Samson G-Track and had pretty good results with that, but eventually ended up upgrading. I think Skitty earlier in this thread says that she uses a Rode NT1. Also a very good microphone. Super popular amongst podcasters. If you want recommendations for, like, gear that's just, like, microphone accessories and other things, you know, that you need to record or that are just nice to have besides the microphone, I could give you some suggestions on that, but, yeah. Just let me know. I hope that was helpful. I rambled on a lot, I know, and I also talked about a lot of things that weren't really pertinent to your original question. My apologies for that, but I hope you got something out of it.